It's Thursday, time again for foodstuffs. Last week we looked at giant pumpkins. This week it's giant mushroom, specifically a 2-foot-long, 30-pound mushroom found in Salem. This particular type of mushroom, known as hen of the woods, can reportedly be worth $16 a pound, though the man who found it, Mario Molica, says he plans to eat the mushroom, probably not in one sitting. Mario Molica owns Salon 99 in Salem. He also runs the company Tours to Tuscany, and he's been foraging for mushrooms his entire life. He joins me now with more. Mario, how do you go about finding mushrooms like this one?
Basically, where he grows underneath large oak trees. The mushroom mostly grows on the side of the road because he really needs the right sun, the right tree, and not so much of a wood area around them, if you know what I mean. You know, he likes more open areas. So the way you find them is you just drive. You drive on the side of this road, look for some large oak trees, choose an older road, like let's say 121A and Hempstead coming straight up to your area. Route 3, older roads where on the old days they planted or they let some large oak tree grow on the side of the roadway, if you know what I mean, because that's where they grow, right on the side of the roadway. If you notice, the mushroom mimics the skin of an oak tree. He actually has got, like, you know, he's got the bubbly locking feeling that if you drive into, most of the time you think he's a piece of wood. Lock underneath it, and if you see a large lump, chances are it's a mushroom.
After a story like this, is it typical that other foragers might start showing up in the same place looking for mushrooms area?
I'm sure. I have had at least 7 or 8 people that either email or actually they phone me with their numbers to call them back because I have some on the yard. But, you know, I got enough. I mean, in reality, I told you, one of them was 30 pounds. The other 20 or so that I had, they averaged 3 or 4 or 5 pounds each. But there we go. There's another 100 some odd pounds of mushroom right over there. How much do you really need?
So what do you do if you have 100 pounds of mushrooms all at the same time?
That's the problem right there. So you see, let's start with this. I happen to have a mother and father that are 90 years old. So, you know, my mother, when she sees these things, she gets excited because in reality, she takes care of them all. I really don't do the work she does. Since it comes out of the ground and it's a large mushroom, usually it's got some sand in it. So you have to clean it very well. Then to preserve it, they boil it because you get the oak wood water out of it. You jar it, you put it in those mason jars, cap it, reboil it. So you pressurize it. It's a huge amount of work. And, you know, they're 90 years old, so you can put that into equation, if you know what I mean. My parents came from southern Italy, nearby Naples. Mushroom was a way of life for us. Like, it was a provision, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, you live off the land. And then, you know, during the year when you wanted, you know, something, you know, like if you were in a mood for mushroom, you used to pick a jar of mushroom and eat it. And pretty much it's the same way over here.
Well, Mario, thank you so much for telling us about the mushroom and enjoy.
Oh, thank you very much. And why don't, you know, when you drive, look around. Very large oak trees. Right now, there's only these 2 weeks, buddy.
I'll keep an eye out then.
All right.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Mario Molica of Salem. If you'd like to see a picture of the mushroom Mario found, we've got a link on the Foodstuffs blog. That's at nhpr.org.